Reporting from Burnaby, BC, this is Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. On August 26th, Burnaby City Council unanimously voted to pass a motion which calls on Burnaby Mayor Mike Hurley to advocate for the federal government of Canada to establish a full two-way arms embargo with Israel and transform the Gaza Temporary Resident Visa Program to support the safe reunification of Gazan Canadian families. Additionally, the motion called for Burnaby to become a signatory of the Apartheid Free Cities Pledge. Burnaby is now the first city in Canada to call for a full and immediate arms embargo on Israel. Before the motion was passed, City Councilor and author of the motion, Allison Gu, stressed the importance of this decision by quoting a Palestinian resident of Burnaby, Mohat Sarhan.
"We are all watching in horror and pain as Israel continues to carry out war crimes amounting to genocide in Gaza, Palestine. The International Court of Justice, the ICJ, has issued multiple rulings calling for immediate action by all countries to prevent the genocide of Palestinians. The ICJ has advised the world not to assist in maintaining Israel's illegal presence in the occupied Palestinian territory. Unfortunately, a July 2025 report shows that Canada is still arming Israel. Canada has sent almost 500,000 bullets to Israel since October 2023. Meanwhile, Canada's immigration response has been inadequate and racist, especially when compared to Canada's rightful actions for Ukrainian refugees fleeing Russia's invasion. Only a few dozen Gazans have arrived in Canada since 2023, compared to nearly 300,000 Ukrainian arrivals. Amnesty International calls this a heartbreaking failure and saturated with anti-Palestinian racism."
Next to speak was City Councilor Daniel Tatro.
"Hearing from many residents in Burnaby, and I'd like to also share a little bit from one resident, Dina, who, like myself, is Jewish and a descendant of Holocaust survivors. And these are their words. "I've been horrified to witness the atrocities my grandparents experienced repeat themselves over the past 22 months. I believe that never again applies to everyone, and that never again is now. For peace to take place, justice has to be served first. And the first step towards justice is to call the injustices out, and this is why we are here. Your decision today will pave the path to a city that is not complicit or participating in fueling the apartheid and genocide in Palestine. Your commitment will empower local Palestinians to feel safe in speaking out against the genocide and about the anti-Palestinian erasure and racism that many endure in schools, community programs, workplaces, and in their advocacy efforts."
The council chambers were filled with Burnaby residents awaiting the council's decision. And when the motion passed, the room erupted in cheers. Afterwards, CJSF spoke with some of those in attendance for their initial reactions to the city's pledge, including Burnaby resident Mohat Sarhan, who had been quoted earlier.
It's a small step in the right direction. It's nice to see council recognize the suffering of its own residents, such as myself. I'm Palestinian. Like I said, small step, but I feel like this might ignite a spark if other cities do the same. Eventually, the federal government has to listen to us and give us what we want, so, yeah.
We also spoke with Harsha Walia, a local activist and Burnaby member of a campaign calling for a Canadian arms embargo with Israel.
Yeah, so City Council unanimously voted in favor of the motion for Palestine, which as Burnaby residents we're really hopeful about and grateful for, and hope that every other level of government will follow suit in doing what Burnaby did, which was to call for a full and immediate arms embargo on Israel, call for the immediate transformation of the Gaza Reunification Program so that Gazan Canadian families who have family members trapped in Gaza can evacuate their families, and also for the city of Burnaby to become apartheid-free, which means to break all ties with the settler Israeli regime, break with apartheid. Burnaby's going to have no city contracts with Israel, and this is incredibly important because, you know, we are watching every day the horrors of genocide in Gaza, and we know that every level of government absolutely must refuse this complicity. this motion is absolute proof that every level of government, including cities, including provinces, if they wanted to, could absolutely take a stand, break the consensus, break the imperialist consensus, and absolutely say that there should be no arming of Israel, there should be sanctions on Israel, and that Israel should absolutely be isolated and sanctioned, and there should be charges on Israel for this genocide. Great job, Burnaby!
This has been Danny Nezvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. This segment would not have been possible without the continued support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. You can also find this piece on frequencynews.ca.